Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
I am delighted to be joined now by Henry McCabe. Henry came here in 2018, I think he says, as a mature student. Good afternoon, Henry. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Henry, tell us your story, because I find it very interesting. Not that so much that you came here as a mature student, but the timing of it, Lord, it couldn't have been.
As you mentioned there, I came here originally in 2018. I enrolled for the film production course, as I was always in a way drawn to film. And so, like, you know, 2018 to 2019, it went great. 2019 to 2020, not, what was it, like, 2020 came around, and that's when, let's say, things kind of turned upside down, you know? What was it?
Well, explain to me then, Henry, because I think this is fascinating, because Clash to Do League went above and beyond and out of their way, really, as did every college, I think, to keep students engaged and keep the thing moving along.
Yeah, they did. What is it, like, when I finished up here in the film production course, like, it went to online, and then when I enrolled for the creative writing for a digital media course, it was all online. There was, like, only two times, like, during that course where we were, like, in class. And then, when I enrolled for the performing arts course in the Kilbarra campus, like, there were a few times where, like, that was online, but what was it, like, that was only a handful. But I'm just thankful to say that, like, all that course, like, the last one in particular that I'm currently enrolled in, performing arts, is, like, all done in person, and I'm just so thankful that, you know, COVID, for the most part, is under control to a degree. Granted, there's still room for improvement, but, like, yeah.
Henry, tell me about this, and this is a real open-ended question now, so this is going to give you a good run at it. We hear regularly about the performing arts, and he's involved at the performing arts, and there will be a production of them. What are the performing arts?
What are the performing arts? Well, that's a good question. Like, the way I see it, it's a great gateway into acting, and not just that. If you want to learn how to, if I could try and sell the course I'm currently in at the moment, if you want to learn how to, like, just speak confidently, or have people listen to you, like, or just have eyes on you as you speak, the performing arts course, like, is a great way. It's a great way to learn how to do that. And then, as you go down the line, you learn how to, like, do acting. You learn how to project, which, like, I was always very self-conscious about speaking, but with help of the tutors in the course, I was able to do that, and I just can't thank them enough.
Well, I can assure you it's no problem for you to speak this afternoon. And, of course,
you have no idea how terrified I am.
Look, I keep telling you, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And for those people listening this afternoon who might be scratching their head wondering about this, yes, most politicians and most solicitors and barristers undertake these courses because it shows them how to control their voice, how to project their voice, and how to be able to portray a story when they're telling it.
Well, where is it? Like, I didn't know that they did that, but yeah, that sounds about right. So,
tell me this, Henry, now, and we have to wrap ourselves soon because Andrew has indulged us so much this afternoon, giving us so much time out of his program, and again, as I say, we're extremely grateful for that. What's the projection? Where do you see yourself in 2-3 years' time?
That's a very good question. Well, for the moment, I would like to stick with the performing arts course as best I can, and hopefully apply for the top-up degree, which is offered in partnership with the University of Wolverhampton, and
see where life takes you.
See where life takes me. You know, like, I'd like to do a multitude of things, whether it be, like, work in the film industry or like behind or behind the screen or in front of the screen or whatnot, you know. I like to keep my options open. So.
Well, Henry McCabe, we wish you the best. Mature student here at Colossus Dooley, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And Henry, I mean, I wish you the best. Well done, by the way, on everything. You've achieved so much. Thanks.
Yeah. Also, we have shows in the Sean O'Casey running from the 7th of December to the 9th of December. So if you want to see, like, if you're not sold on the idea of the performing arts course, I'd highly recommend that you come see the show, so that way then you can be influenced to do it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Henry.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.